Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
Will you remember me?
And freedom will be defended.
Don't let your love pass you by.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks.
I'm so tired.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
It's funny how we feel so much, we cannot say a word, though we are screaming inside.
That we will do whatever is necessary to protect America. Join me in saying a prayer.
Don't let your love pass you by.
For the victims and their families.
Weep not for memory.
I think it's also important to remember that our democracy is strong. Our city is strong.
And it's worse than Pearl Harbor. We should take very swift, very decisive, and tough action.
The city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists that our democracy, that our rule of law, that our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail.
I'm so afraid to love you, more afraid to lose, clinging to a past that doesn't let me.
An attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the two planes that crashed into the Twin Towers were more than he could ever imagine.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe that it'll happen, and this is the worst.
And freedom will be defended.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
But it's not going to get us down. We Americans do best live a life of freedom.
God bless.